One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. My greatest fear has always been to either break my hand or my wrist. This podcast is about the next worst thing. I just have one word. Bummer. Wow. I actually thought my wrist was broken. And I can't even tell you how it happened, but I just know when I got done training Aikido on a Monday night, my wrist hurt so bad. So difficult to drive home. And I drive a stick, mind you. When I look back on it, my wrist had been kind of hurting for a while. It would just be aggravated in this one spot. I wasn't quite sure what it was. I would notice it occasionally. And then one day it just kind of hurt a little more. And then after an hour and a half of training in Aikido, wow, my wrist hurt. It hurt so bad. I had to ice it when I got home. I could barely move it. It just was very difficult to do, well, everything. Hard to sleep. However, I woke up the next day and it actually felt all right. It was still aggravated and very sensitive. There were a lot of, my range of motion was highly limited, but there wasn't huge amounts of pain. However, the next day when I woke up on a Wednesday, oh my sugar pie, let me tell you, my hand hurt. I mean, it hurt. This is what I thought. I thought I had fractured one of my small bones in my wrist. That's what I thought. And then after I was training, I figured what happened is that I was slapping the ground, or I went to the ground, or I was pushing up off the ground. And the next thing I know, well, I broke that little bone. I remember a good friend of mine, Double D, Dave, when we were at the University of Washington, we were footbagging, kicking the hacky sack around, kicking the footbag around. He fell backwards, put out his wrists to kind of catch his fall, and he was like, "Ooh, that hurt." And then 2 days later, next thing you know, he's in a cast. The last thing I want is to be wearing a cast for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever the time frame is. That's why my biggest fear is to hurt my hand or wrist, break my hand or wrist. You know how hard it would be for me to shower by myself? I don't even want to think about it. Let me keep the story going. Anyways, on that Wednesday, which wasn't that long ago, this podcast is going up on a Wednesday. It actually was 2 weeks ago when this podcast comes out on a Wednesday. My last podcast, I told a short story about just a disability experience that I had and what disability means to a child. And he just asked me if I had a disability and what is disability. And basically, I chose not to do this podcast because last week I was in a lot of pain and I didn't really want to, well, talk about it that much. But now, here I am. That Wednesday, I actually left work to go see a doctor so I could go get an x-ray. And I'm telling you, I was just not a happy camper. It hurts to do everything. And now I got to go drop some scratch. A little bit of cash is what I'm saying, is my slang for the cashola, the ducats, the simoleons, the dollars. Some scratch on going to see a doctor and dealing with whatever is about to happen. And mostly I'm just fearful that my hand is broken, or my wrist is broken. I get in there, we take x-rays, we go through the whole thing. He's touching my hand. He's like, "Wow, that's pretty sensitive, looks a little swollen." Okay, so we took a series of x-rays, and wouldn't you know it, nothing is broken. And he said, most likely you tore something. And he said, most likely you tore something, either the soft tissue in the wrist or a ligament or something along those lines. And if you want, we can get an MRI. It's going to cost you a lot of money. And if it is torn, they're just going to tell you to wear a brace for up to 6 weeks. And he suggested that that's what I should do anyway. So he's like, look, you should just put the brace on. If in 6 weeks it still hurts a lot, well, then come back, we'll do the MRI, and most likely what you'll need is surgery. None of that sounds great to me. And then he said he would write a prescription for my brace. And then this is what I thought was funny. He said, you can buy them here from us for about $80. Or I can write you a prescription. You can go down to the Norco store here in Boise, Idaho, and get it for about $40. Or you can get it online for about $8. Now, what kind of markup is that? Well, I certainly didn't want to wait a couple of days for a brace. So I went and got the prescription, and luckily my medical insurance covered most of it. So I didn't have that much out-of-pocket expense, but I will tell you this interesting little story, the aspect of the overall story of this week's podcast. The doctor who I went to go see, he must have been in basic two-handed mode. He probably just deals with a lot of people that have all their parts, because he was telling me about the brace, and he said, well, basically you need to wear the brace most of the time, not when you're sleeping, and then basically you just need to not move. You need to be immobile with that hand. And it's funny because I kind of turned my head sideways because I realized he didn't really realize what he was saying. And then, you know, I just kind of put the ends of my body, I lifted my arms up a little bit and looked at him very inquisitively. And I could see him realize what he was saying. And he said, well, can you just... he didn't know what to say. He's like, can you just try not to move very much? And I said, well, hey, man, I still got to get up in the morning. I got to get dressed. I got to dress myself. I got to shower. I got to comb my hair. I got to shave. You know, I got to do some really basic stuff. I don't necessarily have the luxury of using the hand that doesn't work very well. Right? I spoke about that in a podcast about how people talk about how their left hand is useless if you're right-handed. I've heard people say this and then look at me like, oh, I just insulted this guy. Like, oh, my left hand is useless. Well, I realize you might not use it that much, but still, at least when you need it, it's there in some capacity. Amazing. Amazing. And I said, well, I'll do the best I can. I'll do the best I can. And then I ended up having to work those next 2 days. So I went back to work on Wednesday, and I work as a graphic designer. It's my job, 40 hours a week, and that means I have to use my hand, and it's just difficult holding the Wacom pen, applying pressure, typing. I got this funky brace on. It feels like a cast. It wraps on like a cast, and it just totally makes my wrist immobile. And it was just a fairly frustrating couple days at work with a lot of pain and just dealing with this. It's funny because just, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, maybe my podcast, or a month ago, was about when I cut my thumb. You know, I cut the pad of my thumb. I had a deep cut on my thumb, and then it heals into a scab, and then it hurts when I push on things. I cannot bend my thumb. I'm wearing a Band-Aid. It's very difficult to use my phone. It's difficult to articulate. It's just... everything's a challenge when I hurt my thumb. Oh, even breaking my thumb's at the top of the wrist. Top of the list, not the wrist. Just a number of things. You know, I broke my collarbone, my right collarbone. That was very challenging. Though I could use my wrist and elbow and hand, I could not lift anything. Wow. We know how important our body parts are when they're injured. But when you don't have that extra one, it just becomes a real big thing. Real big thing. And like I said, there wasn't a moment like I was skydiving or I was doing some great BMX trick, or I was just doing Aikido. And then when class was over, well, actually the last 10 minutes of class was just very difficult because my wrist hurt so much. I couldn't figure out what it was. So challenging. So I ended up taking a week off work. I was off work for a week. Let me say that. How about that? I was off work for a week just to heal and hang out and walk a lot. And I've been reading a lot more. And then basically, I'm real happy that I have a movie pass because I basically see a movie a day. I'm just biding time, you know, hanging out, driving my bitchin' Camaro a lot. Oops, sorry about that. I normally don't cuss on this. It's a rated G program, even though it can be deep and profound and quirkily funny. I try never to cuss, but that's a great Dead Milkmen song, and it is a cool Camaro, old school Camaro 87, and IROC Z28, got the T-tops to boot with the 350 in it. Smoking fast. And it's just been nice to drive around because it's an automatic, but still a little challenging. And this week, I've just been hanging out, too, trying not to do that much, trying not to type that much, dealing with work. Just basically the whole month of July, I'm off. Certainly from anything extreme, working out and doing Aikido, which I just got back into. I've been doing a bunch of Aikido, and I want to do more Aikido, but wow, we do a lot of wrist locks, and I'm concerned. Especially about, well, the second half of my life coming up here. You know, I need this hand. I need this wrist. And I don't want to have to think about letting certain things go so I can maintain the health of my hand and wrist and forearm and elbow for the term of this life. You know, I would hate to think that I have to give up something like Aikido so I can maintain my one hand. It's been a little bizarre. Been a little mentally challenging, physically not so bad, but kind of a drag, a little bit of a... Can I get back to what I said at the beginning? Bummer! Straight bummer. But I have been contemplating a lot, trying to figure out what had happened, and I realized in contemplation that my wrist in that area that's most painful had been hurting for a while, probably before I went to Russia. That's because I remember even then it kind of hurt a little bit, but not so much when I was in Russia. But I think I tore something when I was doing my six-week boot camp challenge. I got a podcast on that. I'll put a link down in with the other links to some of my other podcasts that are related to this. But I had an interesting experience and some really profound internal realizations about just working out with one hand and doing boot camp stuff. And I think what happened is that I slightly tore whatever it is, some soft tissue in my wrist, and then started doing Aikido, and it just got more and more torquing and pulling and twisting. And then, I don't know, it just gave out. And the next thing you know, I am in incredible pain. Wow. Oh, it's so rough when the only hand you have hurts when you move it. And the wrist does a lot. Whoa, we don't think about that, but that wrist does a lot, especially when we're typing. And you know what I noticed is really challenging, which has been for the last couple of weeks, is using keys. Simply lining a key up to put it in a keyhole and twisting it, turning it. Wow, what a challenge with that brace. Yeah, I'm telling you. Funky chicken. Wow. I enjoy not having two hands, but when my one hand is hurt, it is very difficult, very challenging. And it takes great skill and practice to deal with that negative thinking, that impure thinking that can arise, you know, about just having things be difficult and even trouble doing my belt buckle, right? Just getting dressed is a chore. Well, what did I give you? Basically a 15-minute rant on the challenges of the one-handed life with a hurt wrist? Yeah, again, it's just a slice of life. I'm sharing with you where I am right now. Past couple few podcasts all been slice of life stuff, and this is what it is when you're living life with one hand and that hand gets hurt. I have to really protect myself, protect my hand, and be really mindful the best I can not to get hurt, not to do that. But some things are beyond my control. Like I wrote up in the show notes, so to speak. When I was in college, I was at the Indiana University. They have a great basketball team. We're watching the basketball team. I'm at a college party. I'm sitting on the floor with a bunch of people. Of course, there are a lot of drunk youth around, and there was this girl who had a little bit too much to drink. She was trying to turn while she was talking, while she was walking backwards, and she tripped and fell on the group of people that I was with sitting on the floor. And I kind of saw her coming out of the corner of my eye, and I went to roll out of her way. And I rolled counterclockwise over my left shoulder onto my chest, and I was rolling out of the roll. I was coming out of the roll, and I left my right hand down, and it was rotating. All these things were funny. And she was trying not to fall on us, but like her leg came over and it landed on my hand at just the right time, actually my thumb, at just the right angle when my thumb was pointing upward. Her leg came downwards and she jammed my thumb so bad. Oh my word. For a week I couldn't move my thumb. It hurt. I thought I got an x-ray. I thought it was broken, but it was just jammed. Oh yeah, and I mean it was such a thing to not be able to use my thumb. And then even after 2 weeks, it hurt to just apply pressure. I mean, it was tragic. I mean, that was my first real experience with hurting my hand and realizing pretty much how screwed I'm going to be if I do some major damage over there. Do some major damage. I got to really be careful. And then all of you out there, Just love what you got. Love the hand you're with. Love the hand the other one. If you're right-handed, love your left hand. Give it some love. Let it do some things. Bring it up to par. Enjoy it. Live it. Learn it. Rock with it. You know, because I'm kind of getting used to not having a lot of capacity. I'm probably down 60% of my daily capacity. And I'll probably be like this for another couple weeks. Yeah, the wrist is a thing. Take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your mind.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.